Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
I mean, God bless you guys. It's a joy for you guys to be with me once again here at Wednesday night testimony service here at Harvest New Light Church and Harvest New Light Studios. We've got a few guests going to be coming in on this afternoon. They're going to be with us during the course of the service. But first, I want to tell you about the awesome work that this one man of God is doing here in the city of Dallas, Texas. But he actually reaches throughout all the areas of India, does such a powerful work. I mean, the man of God does a work out in the Indian, what you call the remote areas of India. I mean, he's got over 134 ministries, over 140 ministries that he has raised so far, just pretty much not by himself, but in the work that God has called him to do. And it's so mighty the way he does the work, because God sends him out to these remote areas where we see people who never heard about the Word of God. Nor have they ever heard about the Word of God. They ain't even seen the process of the miracles and the power of God. But once this man of God becomes on the scene, he begins to tell him about what the power of God can do and what the demonstration he can do to him that believe. The word of God tells him in Mark 9:23, him that believe, all things are possible. Their eyes begin to light up. Now, the reason I'm saying this, because when he tells them about the word of God, they say, where is he? Can I go to his office and visit him? Is he somebody I can touch? I want to talk to him. But he begins to teach them about faith. Indian tribal ministries is what I'm talking about. Here in the city of Dallas, Texas, man of God has done a powerful work in the area of missions field. And not only mission field, but saving the lives of people who are out there and seem to be struck and condemned in certain states, certain areas of their life, and learn about the power of Jesus Christ. For those of you who know John Graham, you want to go to his website, and it's called Indian Tribal. As a matter of fact, you can reach him on his Facebook channel. And it's going to be called John. It's going to be on Indian Tribals in Ministry. It's such a powerful work that he's doing out there in the state of India, which is the second largest population in the world. And he's out there in remote areas of the jungles, and actually out there with all the pythons, the elephants, the snakes. He's not in some hotel just sitting around and got it going on and just kind of just sucking up some air. He's out there in remote areas of India doing such a powerful and a mighty work for the kingdom of God. And I really want you to go to your Facebook channels and look up the man of God, John Graham, just like Dr. Graham here in the state of Texas, in Plano, Texas. That big Baptist church out there is called Prestonwood Ministries. Same name as John Graham. I want you guys to go ahead and really begin to support this man of God. First of all, I want you to go ahead and see what he's all about. If you really want to get a chance to chat with the man of God, to talk with the man of God, you want to go to Indian Tribals in Ministry, Indian Tribals in Ministry. He's doing such a powerful work out there in India, and I'm telling you, it's really more than what you can see. When you understand the work that he's doing, it's such a fantastic work. He's a great man of God. He's really put his heart and soul in this work, and he's about to go back over to India on this coming May, I believe, and he's asking for the supporters, for those who really believe in the work that we're doing in the ministry, in terms of those who are in position, there's been men and leaders, to really look into this man of God and see the work he's doing. He's not asking for handouts. He asks you to see the power and the work that God is doing in his life, in the lives of people who didn't even know about the Word of God. They didn't even know what Christ was. It's amazing when he gave me some of the stories. He talks about the process of how when he begins to talk about the Savior, about the power of God and the deliverance and the things he does for them. It's amazing. They ask him, where is his office? Where does he stay? I mean, can we come see him? And he begins to teach him about the process of faith. And by teaching about the process of faith, they begin to understand and realize that in the work he's doing out there in India, I'm telling you, it's a powerful work. Now, I want to have this man of God to be able to say something, come on the line. He's going to be coming on here soon. But I want to let you know also here at Harvest New Light Church and Harvest New Light Studios, on our actually Wednesday night service, we're going to have Evangelist Carter here coming out of Georgia. Down there in the city of Georgia, he's going to be speaking with us on this afternoon. But first of all, I want to give this man a great opportunity. This is actually missions team that our church supports. And I'm telling you, man and woman of God, you can't go wrong with the work this man of God is doing. I mean, he's not about lip service. He proven fact over and over again as he showed pictures throughout his all social network and all the work he's doing just here in the city of Dallas, as well as those abroad who are willing to give into the ministry and help these young people over there to get educated about what the power of God is doing. Now, he faces a lot of adversity. Don't think he just go over there with a nice show. He faces a lot of adversity when they go to even threats against his life. And sometimes threats all around him. That even they know when he's there, he's orchestrating to put things in place for the kingdom of God. In the process of him putting things together, there are a lot of people who are out there don't want to see him do this work. And so once he leaves and comes back to the state and leave man of God in charge, they begin to attack the villages, begin to attack the people. It's an amazing story. You go to one of his Facebook channels, you see about how he said one of the villages turned from what they call prostitutes to praise. It was a women prostitute center, and all they, and then they began to learn about the power of God, and they raised this new church up over there, right in the area of the midst of the prostitution that was going on. As they raised this ministry up, and the enemy began to come in, try to bring defense against the work he's doing. This is always what happens in the Word of God. And it's amazing when we think about how it is, how we're so comfortable in our households, even as me right here right now, on the radio, in the comfort of my own home, but I don't have a lot of war things going on around. I don't see bullets flying. I don't hear missiles flying. But this is the area we go into. And some of us give a lot of excuses about why we can't go in. If God didn't tell me to go over there, well, no, he said he told you what you need to do. He said go out through all the world and proclaim the gospel. Yeah, it's a possibility you can go over there. If you come out the administration part of what you're doing and begin to find out what's going on the other side of the world. See, we're stuck in these buildings. And we get stuck in these buildings, we get to talk about the administration part of things. And we don't give the gift of God in terms of what God wants to do. He never told us designed to build big buildings, even though we need place for people to come in. But God is designed for us to be able to spread that when he comes into the kingdom of God, that there may be a finance to help the kingdom and go forth. It's not so much that you build monument structures to try to look better than anybody else to get attention. There's a whole world that's out there that's dying. And I'm not saying you got to just be a part of this mission team, but I guarantee you, man and woman God, if you ever got a chance to see this work and he's doing, and he sends photoshots after photoshots, he begs you consistently to come with him, see the work. He said, come with me, see what the great work that God is doing in the lives of these people, the leprosy ministry, this new prostitution ministry he actually put up, where women are being turning their selves over to God, where they're using their bodies for sales and ransom to other people that they may have their pleasures, and all the other things that's going over there in that area of India that he's actually ministering. I think I may have him on the line, but I want to pull up the prefix right now. Before we get into the Word of God, I want to just pray before we go into this, because I want you to make stern decisions about the things that he's going to be talking to you about, or you're going to be hearing from him about. So, Father God, even as we begin to open up this service in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I declare that the patents, the power of the Holy Spirit be all over the service, Father God. There be no interruption, nothing out of place, that it be formatted through the kingdom of God, that even as you begin to rush the word in, Father God, that we be a conduit, that we hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Father, I decree the word according to the Spirit and the purpose and the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I'm asking you to light it up with fire on tonight as the words begin to proceed out of the mouth of these men of God. Excuse me, to hear just what God has to say that's coming through the kingdom. I want to light this prefix up, 972-216, and I want to see what they have to say as I see them joining in on the line. And anybody else that may have something to say during the course of time he's talking, you can just push the number one on your dial or on your keypad. It'll bring it to the show, and I'll see you light up, and we'll get you in here in just a minute. Got 972-216 in the area. If you have something to say, you want to, you're up, 216. Don't want to get a whole prefix of your number, but you're up. All right, sometimes we get a little radio shy, but that's fine. But we got 972. The first prefix is 216. Are you there?
Yes, sir. That's me, John Graham.
Amen. John Graham, amen. Well, you go ahead, Dr. John Graham. And I want to let you ladies and gentlemen know this is the man that does a powerful work over in India. I'm talking about he's really – and one thing about Dr. Graham, you'll never see him actually begging to try to build multiple structures to bring any kind of pleasure to himself. He's always putting back into the ministry. And he's what you call a good, genuine steward of what God has given him. And I'm telling you, man of God, I've seen people who sow into his ministry, and I've seen their ministry grow in leaps and bounds within a matter of years, within a month. I've seen God transform and change. When you begin to give out and help those who are in need, or a person who's laboring, kind of like Apostle Paul, building these ministries out in the very what we call remote areas of the jungle, causing these people to come to the Lord, not in a nice hotel, not living and eating nice drink, whatever it may have, or sitting back and sipping on tea. He's out in a remote area of the jungle. I've seen pictures this man of God is sitting in, and he's ministering the word to these people, and they're eating off these leaves. You know, I can't give you the prescribed name for it because I have never had opportunity to go over there and be with him. But God be willing, I'll get a chance to be out there with him in this ministry because I know he's doing a powerful work. People he is speaking to are hungry. They love the Lord. They're not living in luxury huts. They're not coming around with nice shoes and clothes on. They're walking barefoot at the places, and they're receiving the word of God with joy. Man of God, I mean, I want you to say something to the people that's out here that's listening on this listening line. Information about your ministry, some of the work you're doing out there.
Yes, praise the Lord. My name is John Graham. I've been there. Thank you, Reverend Charles, for giving me the chance to share my ministry with the other radio, and what I wanted to share is how we can fulfill the Great Commission, you know, to the uttermost part of the world, you know. God been called me for 34 years, you know, I've been doing, reaching out the unreached people groups of the remote villages of India. Some live with the forest, you know, on the border with the forest, some inside the forest. But they never heard about Jesus. They don't know who Jesus is. He says something, a new God to them. Sometimes they say, can I come and see him? And they think he's sitting in the office, like a doctor visiting, you know, can I go come and see him? You know, because they never heard about Jesus' name. Or Jesus is God. They don't know. We need to teach them who is a real living God is, you know, who died for their sin, you know. I mean, they've been generationally, they've been worshipping 33 million gods. Hinduism, they have everything they see, everything they touch, they worship, you know. So they, instead of creator, they worship the creation, you know. So it's very confused, you know, faith, you know, they do. But each tribal community have their own ways, you know, their own culture, their own dress, even difference in food either. So they have different languages, dialects, you know, not even say language, dialects, you know, they speak. As most of them, we don't understand what they're talking, you know, only unless through their own native pastures or from among them, tribal pastures, only we get the meaning of what they're saying, you know. Mm-hmm. I have been doing and planting churches in this kind of community, and over 140 churches I planted, you know, I've been helping over 90 pastures and leprosy pastures, leprosy believers. Hello?
Yeah,
can you hear me?
You're there. We hear you. We're coming,
okay.
We're coming through the background. Maybe you can get the cell phone going up. We hear you.
Okay, so out of that, God being so good, and I've been reaching prostitute area now, and I have a lot of issues going. They want to kick these people out because the alcohol consumption is going down, the small business people inside illegal, and they say, after you guys came here, I don't lost business. People not coming, and they're not spending money. You know, they work all day, and they go and drunk, you know, and drink drugs and alcohol and prostitution, you know. So they said that all the business is going down. So they get mad, all these small business people inside. They're trying to make a group against other people to bring against us. It's very hard to stand, and our ministry is going very strong. I just 3 years ago, I planted a small church inside. It's very hard to get in because of the slave masters. Somehow I got it inside, but now 20 prostitutes came to Christ and took baptism, and a lot of young children, you know, all this generationally, they do prostitution only. So God, you know, touched their heart, and they're changing. Children's ministry is going. I feed every Sunday schools, and I give a good food and teach them how to read and write. They, none of them go to schools, you know, when they grow up, they do the same traditional prostitution, you know. So God is changing those young lives and young girls. I talked to many, and they don't know what life is, you know, the future, you know. I mean, they think parents doing things, so they follow that, you know. But it's a curse among them. They're the slaves of India. So God is touching them and changing. But enemy, the advisory is there, you know, trying to destroy and our ministry, and the leader is a woman. I put it there because of prostitution area. She, you know, she was an ex-prostitute. So she's very stronger, but they're trying to ask, where is your God? You know, you don't have any money. Come back to Hinduism. Come back to their own old religion, you know. We don't need this new God in these villages. We don't need here. Our God is mad, and he need to get out here. You know, it's too many issues. Now I'm going on May 4th. May, I'm leaving here. I need to buy a land for them and a small building I need to build for them to have service and church there, you know. So that's my one of the requests. Also, I'm building another 6-7 churches under construction now in the remote villages. All 100 believers, 70, 80, 60, you know, depend on the area the church, new believers come to Christ. This ministry is totally Hindu people coming, or Muslim people coming to Christ. There is no other Christians or no other religion there, you know, preach, or nobody go there, you know. And Jesus is a living God, and we represent him. And through our financial support, our workers go and preach them and heal them and set them free. And the people are really changing their life. So the enemy is trying to take advantage on us, you know. So pray for the ministry. It's a lot of issues. It's take years to unless you come and see this kind of community, how we can reach, you know. Is this our responsibility? We know that kind of situation here, but it's coming. It's on our way too, you know. The enemy is coming, you know, and we know that. It's going to test our faith, how many will stand, you know, for God, you know. I mean, it's on the way, you know. I can see that.
Yeah.
And there is no safe place, but God wants us to be reach out these people through us, his people, his sons and daughters, you know. God gave us his people. Through his people only we can reach these communities and change, you know, for the gospel, you know. So I really wanted to say, anything you can do for gospel work, you know, not for me or Pastor Charles or this radio ministry, but whatever we get, we wanted to take to the mission field and to do it. And I can prove that, and whoever wanted any proof for that, you know, I mean, it's not just saying something. There's accountability and responsibility there too, you know, not just saying something here and do whatever we like. No, we don't do that. Because I know one day I need to stand before God and to be accountable. So I'm very careful about it, you know, what we do and what we say, you know. I'm looking my family and I'm looking for blessing, not a curse. So I just want to be honest and sincerely wanted to say, pray if God laid his hands on your heart, if something you wanted to sow the seed to this ministry, through Pastor Charles, you know, or our my website is www.indiatribals.com. You know, you can go. I'm on the Facebook mission page, or my name is John Graham. I'm on the Facebook, and or Pastor Charles can help you guys, you know, connect with you to help. You know, just wanted to share that every soul's been saved through our financial blessing. God going to reward us back. So that's my joy. Is whatever I do, I have a, you know, eternity. I'm investing, not just a temporary, for eternity. So my heart is always, you know, thrilled with it, giving, and for the gospel's sake, not building buildings or fancy buildings or anything, just to reach out to people for gospel, you know. And a Bible cost $3 now, so $3 to $4 now is going up, you know. So it was $3, now it's like almost $5 for something to get a full Bible. So anything you want to sow, buy some Bible, and you can do that, or for the church building, or equipping those saints. They desperately need our help to. They don't have nobody there to encourage them, or you know. It to help them. They're minority. Everybody wanted them to be see down, you know. They don't want them to be prosper or encourage. Nobody there to encourage them. And I'm the only one have to call them through our pastors to encourage these believers and the pastors. They all need support, you know. They're discouraged, fear, persecution. Last week, one of our pastors got slapped, you know. They're trying to beat him. And, you know, many things innocent people been going through, you know, Pakistan. And you just saw the word of Christians been persecuting, you know, I mean, many places in around the world, in the Middle East, and especially in India, even our own mission field. A lot of things going on, you know, enemy is there. So I just wanted to ask you to pray. And if God leads you, you do as God lead you, you know. Thank you. And my number is 972-951-1282. You can reach out or text me on that number, 972-951-1282. Thank you, and God bless you.
God bless you, John Graham. It's a powerful man. on a powerful. It's incredible. And when I think about the process of what he's doing, this is what ministry is all about. It's about reaching those beyond your own territory, going out beyond. You know, sometimes this is a word that a lot of people should be on the line hearing tonight. But we're so territorial sometimes about who should listen to certain show is that they want to listen to you. It's not about you. It's not about what you have and what you say you got. If you don't know how to spread the gospel in such a way that it's going to reach remotely, then what have you got a ministry for? If you only want people to come on the line and hear when you want to be on the line or not hear what the gospel has to say. There's a lot of people that should have been on this line tonight. And there's several other nights they should be on the line hearing this kind of word, rather than hearing certain things that certain people don't even know how to teach on or understand on. But yet they wait to hold off on something that's really not to know, you know, it really amounts to not. And the Word of God study says about the process of what's going on in the book of Mark. We talk about all this time with Mr. John just said that, you know, 134 ministries, going on probably 150 ministries. I mean, raising leprosies, people who don't even know nothing about. This is what I'm talking about. He's not going to Christian people, other people who still know. He's going to people that's lame and don't even understand about what the Word of God really is. He's going to remote areas. And then out of that, he's putting up buildings and huts in places that they can have a place to come and worship. He's not building some monument structure with Starbucks in and all these places and all these things. And he's trying to not make anything for himself. He's doing it because the people are more. See, when you start to change a generation, God begins to change you. See, it's not about you and what you can do. It's never about us. We're designing the earth to be a conduit. In other words, God designed us as being man and woman God. Even that this man and God is done an apostolic work. This is what apostles do. They go in. They set up. They would go into remote areas that no one has ever been before, and they spread the gospel. In other words, they infested it with the Word of God. That people who have the Word have an ear to hear, that they may hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Really, when they go into the place, they're not even seeing John Graham. They're seeing him physically, but spiritually, it what draws them onto Christ. And this is what this is some of the things I fear sometimes. The reason I come on the radio stations, I promote and help a lot of other pastors around to get things going. And then it gets to the point and all to be about them, their show, this, that, they are, they build on it. It's not about you. It never was about you. It's about doing the work of the kingdom. And when you can really get that in your heart and understand what the Word of God declares over in the book of Mark, he's saying they went out of the temple and Jesus began to explain the word to him about all these buildings they're going to fall. And the Word of God goes and they answered them, told him, you know, when will this thing come to be? Jesus said, it'll come a time where all of these stones will fall, and where not one stone will be left upon another. And then he just sat on the Mount of Olives. He began to ask the question privately. Jesus began to declare the word. When you look at Mark 13, or down the fifth verse, he answered to him. He said, take heed lest any man deceive you. There's a lot of deception going on in the body of Christ. A lot of scrapnel that's flying in the air. But when you see true man of God is coming to the table, explaining to you and telling you and giving you facts and information about what you can see with your own eyes, and then inviting you to come out and be with them during the course of time these things are going on. That's what's amazing about the ministry. There's no hidden agendas in his ministry. This guy is transparent. I've been knowing John for about almost 10 years now. Here at Harvest New Life Church, we support his ministry, but I'm going to tell you the truth, woman and God, we don't support it like we should. We don't give in to the ministry like we should be giving to. We should be giving into the ministry leaps and bounds. Because I'm telling you, sometimes we give in to things that only appease and please ourselves. And don't give in to things with all of this, we really get the attention of God. The Bible says, suffer every one of the young children. He's not just talking about the young children. People who are young in the ministry don't understand the Word of God. As this man of God begins to go out to the remote jungles of India, the forest, as he say, and begin to bring the gospel to those people who never heard the gospel before. And all he's asking you to do is give me $3, $4, $5, just to get the people a Bible. All they want to do is know the Word of God. He tells me stories about people who he gave Bibles to. Those were paperback dollar store Bibles. He gave them to them. And those kids hang into those books like treasures. Not us. We want to get iPads. We want to get bigger buildings. We want to get bigger seats. We want to get more than that. We don't want to go out to all the world and proclaim the gospel. It's all about us and what we got going. And it's never supposed to design to be about you anyway. It's always about the kingdom of God and the work that God is doing in the life of us as being individual. We are designed as being what you call ambassadors. We come from a foreign area, which is the kingdom of God, down here on earth, through the canals of the woman of God, with the gift that God has put in us, to be able to go out and gather the harvest, which is truly great. Y'all don't want to hear me talking this afternoon, because I got somebody online that's just transparent and real. But when you see this man of God, as he said, Indian tribal ministries, you really need to find out what's going on in his ministry. because he's doing a magnificent and awesome work, unlike what we see down here in the United States. But it's coming a time, as the word of God declared in the book of Mark 13, every one of these stones don't fall. It's not by lip service, he said, in the kingdom of God, by their demonstration and power. This is what we need to have. Men and women over there in India are getting healed by power. Africa, what the United States, nobody's moving like we should. But yet we want to get attention from people for what we're doing. And we're not really giving, we quote scriptures out of the Bible like we're some kind of human marvel. But there's no evidence of what we're saying. That there's nothing going on. But what we quote real good, we talk real good. And it's all about us, what we got and what we do. We got names, we got titles, we got positions. It's all about us. When you begin to deny yourself and understand the work that God is doing is all about him, and it's only him, you will see your life grow in leaps and bounds. Some of you are stuck in positions only because you've been selfish to the point that you're not giving God the glory. The word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. When you see God, the king, when you see the kingdom of God first, then you'll understand everything he created in the earth is designed to turn his attention toward him, that they may have the right to the tree of life. I don't care what they are. The man of God just told you, prostitution's out there. There are people who's come against them because they got into that area. They weren't even designed to get in that area. They weren't even supposed to get in there. These men come from the workplace. They leave their wives. They come into this cheating place, and they get with these prostitutes. They drink, and they do these things all night. And now the man of God is coming to shut that down, and now they're angry at him. And he's asking for your support to keep this mission going once he started. And he gave you the information. It's not hard. Most of you go out and you buy a Coke, a soda, save that money, and just send it over to him. Anything you can do, I'm telling you, man, you better hear me when I'm talking. If you can do anything for this ministry, I'm telling you, your life will change. Because I'm telling you, when you sow seed in something that's real, when you put good seed in good ground, I guarantee you to grow. The word of God declares and decrees. When you open the book of Genesis, he told that brother, Isaac? He told that brother Isaac over Genesis 26 to go out there and plant in a phantom. It wasn't even nothing supposed to grow out there. But the word of God told him to go do it. The Bible declares when he planted, the Bible said he grew in leaps and bounds because he didn't look at the situation. He obeyed God's word. Even when we look at the word of God in 2 Kings, the widow woman, it's all about instruction. You heard the instruction from the man of God himself. It's up to you obey it, not to be. No, it's up to kind of hold some kind of scheme. Because you know why? Pastor, I don't speak the whole truth and nothing but truth. And no, people can't understand that. They can't relate to the fact that I'm telling the truth. You want to take the Bible and manipulate it to fit your terms in terms of where you prosper? We see people all the time in the body of Christ misusing the body of Christ, misusing the people, talking bad to the prisoners. We want all for ourselves. But when a true mission comes along, tainted in our mind and understanding, we don't even know what real Christianity is anymore because we've been duped for so long. We didn't got in the Bible. You got ministers of people talking all over the world, just talking. All of this stuff just talking. Just all the gyrations, just talking. Getting all kinds of degrees. They think it's all about a degree. This stuff is revealed through the Spirit. This man goes out in India, the second largest population in the world. He goes to the remote areas where elephants attacking the camps, with snakes, where all these things are happening. I'm not trying to make it sound bad, but I'm trying to get you to understand. God wants you to know that when he sends you somewhere, you better believe he got you. He got your back. He's not a God that he should lie, not a son of a man that he's got to repent. The word of God declares in 2 Kings 4 that the widow woman obeyed everything that Elijah told him. These are the days of Elijah, and this is what we're living in. And when you understand the word of God and what is speaking in the season which we're in, then you also will understand the reason why God is calling you in the mission of where you're in right now. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know who you are. But one thing I do know, if you heed the word of God, you will see the light. Are you stuck in something? You need to try to plant in good ground. Don't look at what it looked like. Go because God told you to do it. That's what happened to Isaac. He went out there and planted with something. They said it was a phantom. It was a double phantom before the phantom. And he planted right in the midst of a phantom. And God blessed that man abundantly with livestock and flocks and everything. You want to get blessed? You're in a situation where you're stuck? Put something out there. Don't put it in your mouth, but put it out there and learn how to fast and pray. And send that something to that man of God. Go get your money order and send it out to him. And if you give a little bit, God will give you something. I believe that the word of God says in the book of Malachi, bring your tithes and offering to the storehouse. And when you bring them to the storehouse, it just gets you to the window. Listen to what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen. He said, bring all your tithes into the storehouse. And that's when you bring them to the storehouse, you will understand that God said, here we rebuke the devourer. What's been stealing your money? What's been having your marriage going bad? What's been having your situations the way it is? Because you're not heeding the word of God. You want it all for yourself. You want everybody to think it's all about you. And I'm telling you, if you're anywhere connected to Harvest New Life Church, it's never about anybody that I'm helping out. Because you know what? You can be here today and going tomorrow. This ministry is all about what God is calling to do. There should be many people on this land that listen to what this man of God has to say and the work that he's doing. True ministry, true worship, let your show come on. Let something come out you have. I bet the lines will be flooded with everybody you know. This word should have been passed out to everybody that's out there to hear this word on today. He's a special guest on tonight to hear what the word of God has to say. And you know what? I'm going to tell you the truth, ladies and gentlemen. We got three people on this line that's hearing what the word of God has to say. This is how we are. It's all about us, our show, our time, our moment. It's all about us. It's never about you. God designed you to be a workman in the kingdom of God, to go for, to help out, not to be a taskmaster, be lords over anybody else, but do things abundantly to what Christ wants you to have. Seek ye first the kingdom, and everything you have be added unto you. That's what the word of God says. You can look it up for yourself, Matthew 6 and 13, but you need to get a revelation of it. For those who are called into the show on tonight, I am Pastor Charles Ellis, along with John and the India Tribal Ministries, and along with a young man that we got on the line also, Evangelist Alan Carter. The number is going to be 516-387-1220. Sometimes people don't like good preaching. You want to hear the stuff that make you feel good. You want to quote good scripture. See, whenever you're doing something, there should be some evidence behind what you do. Revelation, you want to speak revelation? Look at that word of God. Everything he told you is coming to pass. It's right there in that book. When you begin to get into these epistles and understand what the word of God is saying, it's not about you. Because everything, the epistles, the word of God is fulfilling itself. Jesus declared in the creed that this thing is going to come to an end. One day, you got to face before you, that's like a man of God said, you got to face the Lord. And you got to face him one-on-one. We talk about the story about the rich man. We see all these things in the word of God that brings it all to full fruition. He thought he had it going on. Elijah sat there. You know what? That man sat there at the feet of that brother and begged that brother. He sat there and begged him for food. And now what? He died. And both of them died. One went to heaven and one went to Hades. You got to make a decision. The Bible says life and death is in your mouth. You speak it. When you hear it, don't be hard to hear it. Hear what the word of God has to say. To be able to understand that God's got a plan for your life and it supersedes more than you can imagine even understand. I want to get this never out once again if I don't bring Evangelist Alan Carter on when he has something he has to say concerning this word on tonight. And I want him to be a part of the shows also. And the number to call in once again is 516. That's 387-1220. Amen. Let me get this man of God in here and let's see what he has to say. He's been going through some things. We know God has got his hands on him. He's got a hedge around him. So we don't believe that anything can happen that God didn't allow to happen. Just like with Job, you know, Satan, where goeth thou? You know, up and down, to and fro. He knows what he's going to do. Satan told you what his ammo is. He's coming to destroy. John 10:10. I'll come to steal and destroy. There's a life that God has in store. Evangelist Alan Carter, thank you for being on the show on tonight. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. This is Evangelist Alan Carter with Praying Hand Ministry. Thank you all for joining us on tonight. Thank God for Pastor Ellis and Pastor John Graham, and then very powerful, first time I ever heard him speak, and I thank God for him. And I just say I thank God for you all out there in the radio land, and thank God you all on tonight with us. We have prayer night on Thursday nights, and tomorrow we have a memorial service for my brother, my baby brother, and you all praying, and I thank God for your prayers. I feel your prayers and everything, and to God be the glory. And Pastor Ellis, I thank God for you. As I always say, I thank God for you because you're a true man of God. And I thank you for when you teach it where they can reach it. And, I just give you all the, I want you all the glory. But what I'm saying, I just, your glory to where, you've been in my corner and, get mentoring me. And then me passing on my brother, a very true man of God who, concern. Most people say things and then, okay, and go on about their business. But Pastor Ellis, I thank God for him because he's not that type of person. And, I thank God for him because, like I said, me and him played football together. We went to grade school together. And I thank God for his wife, co-pastor, and his kids in Harvest New Life. And, like I say, and then my nephew, his mother passed on yesterday. To God be the glory. So y'all lift him up in prayer. And my nephew's name is Travier. and Trigger Carter. And, you know, y'all lift him up in prayer. And I thank God, Pastor, for an opportunity to speak. To God be the glory. And I'm out here witnessing to people. And I got some more people supposed to be on the prayer line tomorrow night with us, Pastor Ellis. And I witnessed to some. Huh?
So they should have been on here tonight to hear what's going on.
Yeah. I'm telling you. I told them, you know, tonight is teaching night. You know, we teach, and Tuesday night be the testimony, and tomorrow night's prayer. And I told them, you know, they can come on tonight or the, tomorrow night, you know, to hear the word, you know, and people, you know, we're doing healing and, you know, praying and breakthroughs, and people, you know, get financial breakthroughs and healing their bodies and, you know, and whatever, you know, they're going through, to God be the glory. And I'm still going through some, but I give God the glory. So, you know, you can't give up, nor can you give out. So, excuse me, I just thank God for this opportunity, Pastor Ellis, to be able to come on the line and speak.
Yo, evangelist, what did God say? I'm going to pull him off here for a second, make sure we get some clarity on down here. You know, what did God say? Heaven done all stand. You know, when it don't seem like things are moving in the direction you want to move, look, stand. You know, you know, Kenny Rogers used to be an old song, are you going to hold or you going to fold? You got to know when to hold and you're not going to fold. You know, so there's some things you got to pull away from, and there's some things that you got to set back and just watch God work out. You know, the Bible does say these things only come by fasting and praying, but you got to know who you have in your corner. And this is what I'm speaking about, this man of God at Indian Tribal Ministries. You want to have these kind of people in. You want to have this kind of ministry in your background, a man who constantly prays, constantly moving. And I'm not trying to say anything negative about, you know, my friend. I love him to death. But he does all his work, and he's challenged. He's challenged in one of his legs, but he still does the work. He don't complain. He still does the work. He's pushing, he moves forward. Even the course of time, I remember when he went through some procedures, some medical procedures with his leg, he was yet getting back up in the saddle, you know, doing his treadmill work. And it's treadmill work, he goes out and he goes and does the word. And he still does the word. How many people know that you know how to fight when they're wounded? Some people get up and roll over, complain about the ankle, or the head hurt. Well, I'm tired, I need to rest. I believe when you do the work of Christ, when you're at your least, that's a sacrifice. It's kind of like what a man of God told me earlier today, and I really got a revelation behind what Dr. Graham told me the other day. He always pardons the wisdom to me. God don't want you to give when you got. He wants you to give when you don't have. That's what a sacrificial offering is. It's not good. When Jesus stopped the whole dissertation, and he talked about the woman who gave with the mite, Jesus said this woman gave out of her. Gave her all, but the rest of you Pharisees, y'all gave her y'all abundance. Instructions come in such a way that it's called to help you when you understand and hear the word of God. Let's look at something here. Let's look at something here, because I can bring the word in what I'm talking about. Let's look at the word of 2 Kings. I mean, when you talk about the process of 2 Kings, just want to give some illustration of studies right here. Just talk about a few things. Not trying to hold you guys long. But I want to look at the book of 2 Kings. If you got your Bible, turn over to the book of 2 Kings. I want to talk about instructions in the body of Christ. The Bible says, the day you hear my voice, hearken not. You want to get blessed? Then guess what? You got to hear what the word of God has to say in the season which you're in. The word of God declares and decrees that even when we look over in the book of 2 Kings chapter 4, it said, now a certain woman cried. A certain woman cried to the wives of the sons of the prophets. Elijah said, thy servant, my husband, is dead, and I know that I serve the Lord. Now, when you get into studying this word of God, just this part right here, the woman of God's husband was Obadiah. Obadiah went in debt with the city of Rome and certain people he was among, bowing to feed the prophets. The Bible declares that there are certain prophets, and the number of prophets, they even touched the feet of Baal. You know, they didn't bow to the feet of Balaam. That man that they're talking about was Obadiah. Obadiah cared for the prophets who was hidden in the cave with bread and water, constantly going out big. It's kind of the same thing with the man of God, Dr. John Graham, is doing. He don't have a whole lot in his corner. But he goes out in the same sorts of being instruction about what this man of God, Obadiah, did when he took care of the prophets. You don't know who the next prophet, who the next millionaire, who the next president of the United States is going to be. You don't know if you're coming out of the United States or India. We had Obama in the house, educated in the United States. But look where his roots are from. You don't know who you're coming across. But I'm going to tell you something here. As the story gets a little bit interesting, and we go to the top of the verse again, I want you to listen carefully to what I'm saying when I say this. Now there cried a certain woman of the wise. She was just a wife. What am I telling you? When you get a part of something, you get blessed along with it. You know what? You're the old saying, the apple don't fall too far from the tree. When you get connected with the right people, when they get blessed, you get blessed. The wives of the sons of the prophets of Elijah saying, the servant, my husband, is dead. The man of God is gone. And I know that I serve the Lord. And the creditors, am I somewhere? Are coming unto me to take my two sons as bondsmen. Want to put you into slaves. And the man of God just spoke about that. They don't want him to come in that area to save the prostitutes, for the men of God who's married and running off on their wives every night, going out drinking and sneaking. We're not just talking about over in the Indian. We're talking about some of y'all out here right now that's creeping around, breaking the covenant. You wonder why things ain't right in your life. It's a matter of time. You just ain't got caught yet. But when God gets you, he's going to get you right. Dealing with backside stuff, pornography, you know, all this. I'm talking, can I talk to somebody? Deal with the vaccine masturbational things. All the stuff you know you're not supposed to know. Yeah, I'll bring it real up in here. We ain't finna play up in here. Doing things and saying things out of your mouth you know you're not ought to say. The word of God declares according to Romans, he said there's not one right. Why does he say there's not one right? Because all men have fallen short. As I heard the man of God say out of Terrell, Texas, of the Mount of Olives Church, he said it like this. We all are never really free from sin, but as we come closer to Christ, we become more sinless. And that's the same thing the word of God declares according to Romans 3 and 23. All have fallen short. But as an advocate, God sent that you may be delivered from the sins that you're in. Same thing goes on in the book of Elijah, on the book of 2 Kings. And St. Elijah said unto her, what have you have thee? Tell me, what have thou in thy house? Sometimes it look like you ain't got nothing. And you ain't got nothing to sow. But I'm telling you, man, the word of God, when you obey instructions, you will see the power of God moving your life you've never moved before. He asked the woman, God, what do you have in your house? And she said, my handmaid, she bowed herself down. She said, my handmaid has not anything in the house save the pot of oil. Looks like you ain't got nothing that you can help give into this man of God's ministry. But I'm telling you, you give the least of what you got, and it's all that you got. God will bless you in ways that you could never imagine even think of. Let's think of the story a little interesting. Let's go on to the third verse. Then he said, bow the vessels abroad of all the neighbors, even empty vessels. Now, notice what he said. Bow all the vessels, even the empty vessels. I mean, some of the vessels are going to be full. If I'm bowing the vessels, that means some of the vessels might be full and some might be empty. Sometimes God brings in blessings as you getting blessed. I believe I'm talking to somebody tonight. I'm talking about the halves of this man's ministry in such a way that he's got a powerful word that he's telling you. It's coming a time that this very thing he's doing over in Indy is already ahead of the game. The United States has got to bow to some of the things he's doing. We got to fall to the road. It's not saying that God ain't going to redeem us, but sometimes God got to break us to the point he got to get us to see and understand what's going on until we get broke down to our knees and really understand and realize that God's got the ultimate plan. He's the ultimate challenge, not the ones out here in the White House, not the ones who's in the Congress position. They ain't running nothing. God got the last say on everything. The Bible says he sets high and he looks low. He sees all. The Bible declared, decreed to us, a son is given, a child is born, a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. Don't think he forgot. Let's look at this once again in the third verse. Then he said to her, we're talking about instructions. Then he said to her, go buy the vessels abroad, everywhere you can go to find a vessel. What does that indicate in terms of the word of God? You need to be going out, pouring the precious power and collecting people who don't have anointing on their life, as the man of God is doing over in India, getting people to pull the power of God into life that they may demonstration in the kingdom in which we're in today. The Bible said the harvest is truly great, but the laborers are few. It's not about your fancy building. It's not about how much clothes you have. It's not about how you look. Baby, when you step into the house of God, and all of us step in the house of God, it's like a hospital. Because everybody's got a crack in their foundation. You may look good on the outside, but everybody's suffering from something in their life. The Bible said when you begin to bow to the road and be able to understand that I am control, I am God, beside me there is no other. He means that. God has got to bring some things down and some people down. I heard the man of God, Evangelist Carter, say a couple of days ago, there's some people going in the forest. And there's a lot of people going to find a hard way of getting out. Because you can't see the forest before the trees. You're blinded in the position where you are. And you're dependent on men to bring you out. But I'm telling you, you turn your hands to Christ and believe according to the word of God said over in the book of 1 Corinthians, in that second chapter, in that 8th verse, for it has been written. I'm talking about blessing something that got seed that can flow in your life. For it has been written that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of any man the things that God has in store for those who believe. You got to seek Christ. And when he brings people in your position to get you blessed, you don't know what this ministry is about to do for you if you give into it. You want to come out of your current situation? You need to give in to what you can get in. And most of us look at it from a physical situation, quite, because we've been blinded by so many different ministries begging and using the money to shine on themselves. They make themselves look good. That's no. Let's take it back to Mark 13. Every one of these stones going to fall, but with not one stone left upon another. Jesus didn't build not one building, not one temple, but he went through all the world healing and proclaiming the word of God. He didn't carry a name of apostle, a bishop, a title, or anything. He went out and done the work of the kingdom of God. The word of God declares decrees over in 2 Corinthians, over in the 2 Kings in the 4th verse. He said, "Thou come into the house, shut the door upon me and thy son, and pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside which the ones are full." Notice what he said. The blessings are coming. She's being obedient by what God. In other words, she's got a financial breakthrough coming through on her life because she's obeying instructions. The man of John and Graham just gave you, he didn't tell you like some TV evangelist dealing you, and I ain't trying to put down nobody, I'm just telling the truth. If I can speak candidly here and truth about things, he didn't tell you the mayor to give him $1,000 and then out of your credit card, pay $1,000 out of your credit card once a month, or $500 out of your credit card, or $200 out of your credit card once a month, and then God will bless you. You can't buy no blessing. How are you going to buy the kingdom of God? That's why he went into the house and changed it and knocked all the tables of the money changers over because he was buying sacrifice. You can't buy no sacrifice. A man tell you to charge $5,000 on your Visa, but you can come up and hear another man talk. The Bible said freely given, freely received. You can receive just like everybody. Yeah, it's good to be among a pearl, but he told you to be smart. And if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God that he would give to you liberally. The Bible goes on and says over in the 5th verse of 2 Kings chapter 4, so when they went to him and he said, shut the door on her. And upon thy son, who bought the vessel. The son bought the vessel. He went out and labored for the mother. He followed the instructions too. Guess what? The blessing is coming to him. She asked the prophet for a blessing in her life because her father's died. But the son was obedient to the word that came to the mother, to the son, to do the work what the prophet called him to do. And then he got blessed. Shut the door upon you and your son and begin to pour out the oil, the little bit that you got. Talk about something supernatural. You want to see something happen in your life? In the name of Jesus, if you obey the instruction of God and things he's given you, you will see signs, wonders, and miracles and move in ways that you never moved before. You can't sit in your house and wait for Ed McMahon to come knocking on your door. The power, God says, is by demonstration. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. You're going to have to get up and move something. Faith without works is dead. You can speak a word and declare a decree that God got lip service. Well, what are you saying, Pastor Ellis? He can speak a word from long distance over your life. That's what he did to the lepers. That's what he did to the centurion's shoulder. He told the centurion's shoulder, he said, your son, he said, just send the word. He sent the word. What did he do with the lepers? Son of David, have mercy on us. Go show yourself to the priest. He didn't put his hands on them. God will move in supernatural form when you begin to believe what he declared you to do. Just as we see over here in this word in 2 Kings chapter 4. Everything that prophet told this woman of God to do, guess what she did? She did it. And the Bible declares over in the 6th verse, and it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said to her son, bring me yet another. I'm talking about flowing in the name of Jesus. I'm talking about she didn't even have any more vessels. That's the abundance of the overflow. Then when you be obedient to God, just like with Isaac in Genesis 1 and 26, that brother went down, not Genesis 1 and 26, but chapter 26. I want to correct that. Genesis 1 and 26 tells us, well, God it did, you know, he gave us dominion, gave us superiority, gave us power. But Genesis 26, that brother went out there and planted in a phantom. And he received the same abundance that this woman of God received right here because of her obedience. When you obey instructions, which is better than sacrifice, you will see the power of God move on your life in ways that you never imagined even think of. The Bible said, declared the creed in the 7th verse, and he came and he told the man of God. And he said, go, sell the oil and pay thy debts and live thy own the rest. Live on the rest of it. Got to give you overflow. You don't know how long Obadiah been borrowing from these men of God to feed these prophets. But now he has passed the word over to God for the work he's doing. And now his wife is left in a sad situation. Not long, because now here come a prophet. God will send a prophet along in your life and call you and speak you about your situation. The man of God just got on going his land from Indian tribal ministry and told you, I'm not looking for no handouts. I look for people who really love the Lord and want to give it and help these men of God and women of God that's over here that's going through. You can forsake your own kind, whether it be race, creed, or color. It doesn't got nothing to do with no color. If you still walking in color, then you narrow-minded as I'm thinking you are. If you still deal with black and white, you still deal with those colors in there? Ain't there, well, you got a sad wake when you come to the kingdom of God. Yeah, we may know some of the people in the Bible was white and some of the people was black. Some of them were surrenders, whatever you want to call it. But it's a melting pot for everybody. You have an opportunity to move in and receive the abundance and the power of God on your life. We're getting ready to get off this line in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to bring Dr. John Graham in one more time before we sign off and let Evangelist Carter kind of pray us out of here. And it's a joy for you guys to be with us on tonight here at Harvest New Life Church and Harvest New Life Studio. It's always a pleasure. Dr. John Graham, you got. Yeah, I know you have to say, man of God.
If you wanted to sow some seed, go to my website. You know, there's a PayPal service there, so you can sow. And God going to truly bless you. And thank you for your good heart, Pastor Charles. And appreciate, you know, your passion and your vision to reach out people, the lost people of the world, you know. So thank you so much for giving me the chance to share my vision and my thoughts tonight. Do you want me to pray or just to...
Let me get Evangelist Carter on and get y'all the one we want to say goodbye to. I got both of y'all at the same time. He can go ahead and say, and since Evangelist Carter going to be with us tomorrow, we let Dr. John Graham pray us out.
Yes.
Awful man of God. I just want to make sure that y'all got communication. We make communication with one another before we get off the line. Pray us on out. Dr. John Graham, do you want to go ahead and pray? Let me have Evangelist Carter have something to say before we go and pray out, and then I'll let you go ahead, John Graham, and get us out of here.
Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you.
No, hold on, Jack. Hold on. Let the evangelist have his word first. And then we go
Okay.
Yes, how you doing? Yes, I enjoyed everything I heard on tonight. To God
Amen.
Be the glory. And Dr. John Graham, I enjoyed you and the word
thank you.
That you spoke. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen.
You
want to go ahead and so he's going his brother is going to rest on tomorrow, Dr. Graham. And I want you to pray for his brother and family, the Carter family. Go ahead, Doctor.
Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you tonight because you're such an awesome God tonight. Thank you for your word has been spoken to us, Lord. Out of nothing that you created everything in this world for us, Lord. Thank you, such a great God you are in our life. Oftentimes, Lord, we forgot to thank you, but tonight, Lord, we come to humble ourselves before you, Father. And so much blessed you are, bless each one of us, Lord. Our duty is to serve you in a faithful servant, Lord. Help us to each one of us tonight, Lord, to do your will in our life. Not our ways, Lord, but your will be done in our life, Lord. Lord, we thank you for this block radio ministry through Pastor Charles. Help him, Father, to many blessings in his life to reach out in this community, Lord, in this nation. Need many lost people, Lord, to hear this word. And help him and equip him, Father, by your Holy Spirit and by your power, Lord. Tonight, Father, I pray for Carter family, Lord, as they, the loved ones, Lord, when they depart from this world, is so much pain and so much agony in our life, but our hope in you, Father, that you give us that hope in you, Father. We want to thank you and we want to ask you to comfort the families, Lord, those who are affected by these situations in their life. Father, you are a great God, not just yesterday's God, you are today and tomorrow's God, Lord. You never change. Your promises never change to us, Lord. Bless us tonight, Father. Meet our needs, Father, to extend your kingdom through us, Lord. And let us all have a heart of unity in us, Lord, and to share this goodness to the people, Lord. Not for our glory, but for your glory, Father. Bless each one of us. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you guys. We're signing off. It's good for you guys to be with us. Dr. John Graham, it's a pleasure. And of course, Evangelist Carter, we'll see you all tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Until then, we're signing off here at Harvest Life Church and Harvest Life. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
In order for us to really come into the kingdom, we have to come like a child. Now, we're not supposed to be childish, just childlike. And just really understand the truth that Jesus loves me. This I know. And really, worship is simply love responding to love. And so, really, to lay a foundation for this week. We'll just sing this one more time, and we want you to understand that He loves. I don't know what you're going through, what your circumstance is, but somebody needs to hear. This will wash all of the heartache away.
He loves.